Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green, be free. Do you want me on my way?
WBQC 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people. Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11. or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, if you did just tune in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. I'm the one rolling up the pot today. The Burn Man's rolling on in here to, of course, WVQC LP here at 95.7 FM. Here in Cincinnati, as well as on the web at WVQC.org. And I want you to know this is a very, very special show for me today, and I'm sure millions and millions and thousands more people around the world. You know, today is just a few days after the anniversary of 1 year of the death of Jack Hare. You all know who Jack is. We all love him. And we hope he rests in peace. But I was very, very fortunate a number of years ago to get to become Jack's friend and hang out with him periodically whenever I made it out to the West Coast. And at different times, got some different footage, or I should say audio, for Jack with interviews. And due to different technical issues over the last number of years in getting our show back on the air, as well as the WEED Radio Network's tech studios finished, which is finished for recording and coming up with podcasts soon from here, as well as WEED. But we have had issues to where I was not able to take this, yes, folks, a tape recording of Jack Hare. I actually have a total of over 2 hours of interviews with Jack, and today I'd like to premiere those interviews. We're going to do the other half, actually about an hour and 40 minutes tomorrow. Tomorrow's interview will consist of Jack's latest work that he was working on before he passed last year. Of course, that is his mushroom book, The Most High. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Today, though, he is talking about, you know, that's right, hemp. That's right. What else did Jack talk about? Hemp and mushrooms. Today is the hemp, and I am very, very proud, to premiere this for the first time ever anywhere right here on Hemp Rock Radio. You will be able to get the archives at weedradionetwork.com, as well as possibly another place. I spoke to Todd McCormick, another friend of Jack Hare's and longtime activist in our community. He is now the editor of The Emperor Wears No Clothes for Jack, and they are putting a site together dedicated to Jack Hare and interviews like this and other works. So we'll talk to Todd tomorrow about that. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and roll this clip. It's about a 40-minute interview. We'll be back after that, of course, here on Hemp Rock Radio and WVQC. Again, this is myself and Jack Hare around the beginning of 2005 and before he fell, broke his ribs, and then passed away. This is a legacy that he has left for myself, and I know everybody else that's listening. Enjoy.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Okay, this is the Happy Hemptress. I'm sitting in Upper Lake, California, with the father of the hemp movement, Jack Hare, and I'm going to hand the recorder over to Jack and let him let everybody know what his history is, why he's doing what he's doing, how he thinks things are going with the hemp movement and cannabis in general, and what he would like to see out of it, and then what he's doing after he's done with that.
Okay.
Give me a history of yourself.
Well, I was raised. I'm in Buffalo, New York. I'm raised from 1939 until 56, and I was raised in Buffalo, and then I went to the Army at 17, and I was in Korea from 17, 18, and 19. I was an MP and Ace Army interpreter. I can speak, read, and write Korean. I went home. At 21, I got married. I got three kids, boys, and about 7 years into it, we got divorced. And I have my kids for half the year, and half the year my wife has. I'm saying that this way. For all their young life until they were 18. In 1972, I wrote a book called Grass. It was a cartoon book with what to charge for lids, ounces, kilos, and pounds of marijuana of all different types of stuff, from one as the lower end of the all the way up to 10 on the upper end. And it was only a book to satisfy me and another person need for dealing with dope. And then we turned it into a cartoon book and a coloring book. And we're still going on that. After I wrote the book in 1973, early in 73, all this information about hemp, I get one guy would come up to me, or gal, and they said they made paper out of marijuana hemp. And I said, I didn't know that. How do you make paper out of this lid? And then I went to the after 1973, early in 73, another person came up, and all the ropes and sails and canvas, the Dutch pronunciation of cannabis is canvas. And wow, paper was made from it, and sails were made from all the sails, and all the ships were in partner. And one time it says $50,000 were raised to build the USS Old Ironsides. And wow, I said. And after they get $50,000, they get sails and ropes. And, 400,000 at that time, 200 years ago, to make the sails and the rope for each and every year. $400,000 for the sails and the ropes each and every year, but $50,000 to fill the whole boat.
Wow.
Old Ironsides, the U.S. Constitution. And $50 to do the wagon that plays from Pennsylvania to the west coast, to California. $50 to do the covered wagons uncovered to go from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to about getting out to California. But you want a covered wagon, it's for $400 more to get a covered wagon. Yeah, wow, $50 to build the wagon and $400 more to build the covered wagon. And
lucrative industry.
Wow, well, I didn't know these things. And I was writing for about five different newspapers and magazines each and every month. And I took that information and I got more and more hemp information. About 30% of all products used in medicine until maybe 1900 were made out of hemp, one thing or another, with cannabis and marijuana. And I didn't know that 30% of all medicines in the world were made out of hemp, and there, and one medicine is never fatal. Not one single death is reported from 1800 years ago BC until now. 2005 BC. Not one single death is reported for using marijuana. Nobody, not even water, has a safer impact than marijuana. And it was the best medicine in the world for 30% of all sicknesses. And clothing had sails and ropes and grapes and drugs, but clothing was 95% of all of clothing was made from hemp. 95%, almost 100%, but 95% of all clothing is made out of hemp for 5,000 years until about 1880.
Wow. And synthetics came in.
No, because cotton.
Cotton.
Yeah, synthetics are from 1937 on.
That's right. You're right.
Okay. And, I didn't know that. And in 1973, and when I found out this information, I was, wow, this is the best information. For they can get all the information they want out of hemp for clothing, for sails, for ropes, and for medicines, and for paper. How much paper? 95% of all paper was made from hemp until 1883. And it's still around. None of the early things are paper are still around, but hemp, 500 years ago and 150 years ago, are still around. It's 100% hemp paper. Even the Declaration of Independence was two copies on hemp paper before they cut it on vellum. I'm sorry, I can't speak because I have a stroke about 4.5 years ago, and I only get back my voice for the last 2.5 years, and I don't have all my voice and all my characters and all my vocabulary.
But doing wonderful, Jack.
Okay, paper and clothing and medicine, and then I found out that 80% of all of everything was all of energy was made out of hemp. What is that? 80% of all medicine, not coal or oil, but was made out of hemp. Holy shit. And I didn't know that. And if it was filled, made out of hemp, and the earths combined, get only the secondary farmlands to go, that we will have all of energy all over the world made out of hemp. Now, hemp is the only crop out of 3 million crops in America and the United States and the world will made out of hemp. Well, we will get every top made out of hemp, and it will get better and better and better for the ground, for everything, and you can have hemp everywhere, and there are no laws against it. Well, about 1973, I have about 1 year after, about maybe 16, 18 months after, I learned about marijuana and hemp, all of a sudden, I have me and a fella, my partner, Captain Ed Adair, we saw, wow, if we can know this information, and then I was putting it together in my book and my book, and all of a sudden we decided to take an acid trip, and we get acid many times before, and me and Captain Ed went there and we took an acid trip, and on this trip we found out that hemp can save the world and nothing else can. And believe me, anything out there, anyone out there that can contain my thing, hemp can save the world and nothing else can. You can have all your medicine, 30% of your medicine, all your energy, 50% of all foods in China 150 years ago. 150 years ago, before that, for 5,000 years, 50% of all Chinese for 5,000 years is made out of hemp, of all the butter was made out of hemp. The 99.5% of all butter was made, and 50% of all they don't have rice in those days. They have hemp. And they have 50% of all their meals were made out of hemp 100, 150 years ago and before. And this is 95% of all textiles and clothing and sails and ropes and rugs and grapes were made out of hemp. 95% of all seat covers were made out of hemp. And 95% of all paper was made out of hemp. And it will be again. And you can't even begin to... Why was you and me taught in school about hemp? Getting 95% of all everything is made out of hemp. We didn't know a fucking thing about it. On the air, on television, on the public school, high school, and college. Until I accidentally find this out. And then I have a acid trip with my friend Captain Ed, and we said, holy shit, the world is saved by hemp. And we are still against the law. We said we will change this law in 75 and 76. Well, we are still... Nobody knows this in 1976. And we said, it'll take the world about hemp. And I said, maybe 1 or 2 years. Well, it's 32 years now. And I'm still trying to... But now, all the countries in the world except the United States has legalized hemp. But they, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they were almost all the countries were against hemp. And then this information came out in public, in my book, and then they said, holy shit, it will be hemp to save the world, and nothing else can.
When you started this in the 70s, Jack, how many countries around the world were growing hemp then versus now?
It was a little bit in Russia, a little bit in Spain coming to an end, a little bit of paper in Spain, Italian, and then in the communist countries, it's okay.
That's an oxymoronic, isn't it?
Yeah. But they didn't know about hemp and marijuana. They didn't know that hemp can get you stoned.
They weren't using it and don't use it medicinally or anything in China?
Not anymore. But they did 60 years ago.
And so now, after all these years that you've been working for this issue, how many countries are now growing hemp?
It's about 100 companies have legal to grow hemp. Maybe 30 or 40 or 50 companies. They're not legal. But they are paid by the United States to drop hemp. This is the most...
To not grow it.
You know, I don't know what the fuck, what this country is about, but there is nothing I can say or nothing you can name that is anything like not growing hemp for the future. We won't have a future if we don't grow hemp. The trees won't grow back, and there's no need for trees when you have sun, and only hemp bears bound healthier and healthier. Yeah. 3 million plants in the ground gets it's immoral to
it is immoral to not grow it. But now, so if you think about it, in the 30 years or so that you've been working for this issue, you are changing the world. If you went from a few countries to 100 countries legalized and growing, except for our country, of course, and some that they pay not to grow, you know, you are changing the world, but you can't, you know, we can't do it overnight.
I'll tell you, I was 75 and 6 and 7, I thought, it won't change. This is insane to grow it against the law. This law could do it. Everybody could grow hemp and 14 million Americans have gone to jail for hemp. God damn.
That's insane.
And there's only one thing in the world that you can do longer life on. There's one thing in the world you can get longer life on, and that is hemp. When you smoke hemp morning, noon, and night, for any reason, you will live 2 years longer, and 2 years longer, and even if you don't smoke and don't drink, you will live to 74 years in America for a man and 76 years for a woman in America. But if you smoke hemp morning, noon, and night, you will live to 76 years for a man and 79 years for a woman. Holy shit, 2 years more on life and it's against the law? Get the fuck out of here.
No doubt. They don't want us to live long.
No, well, the only people that does want you to live longer, and not the insurance company, they like it if you can live longer. But Social Security, that will go bankrupt right now if you live longer.
There is a motive. They have a motive to keep people from living longer.
Yeah. And it's Social Security. They won't go out to do it. If 2 years longer, enough to bankrupt the United States on Social Security right now. And that's the only thing I can think. It's the healthiest thing for the car when you can when you get oil from the car, it will be hemp oil. And hemp legal and hemp fuel. And or you don't like it, you can put it on your salad and eat it.
Exactly.
If they sit out in the Pacific and they have a tanker spill, they will eat it. The children, the fish will eat it up.
And the ducks, they'll love it on their feathers.
Well, I'm still fighting for it. Even though I can't speak, I'm studying better and better and better and better. And if I can't speak, and you have the ability to speak, you pick up my book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, or you go it on the line, for Jack, and Jack Herod got Tom and H-E-R-E-R. And you will see that this is the only way to save the world. It is illegal in the United States. I can't imagine Bush or Adcraft having anything more to say about it. You get out of my way, because I am in the world will be coming news, and you and Ashcroft will be remembered as the things that we don't want to remember about the United States. That you have say you are for hemp, destroy it off this planet. You are fucking insane, Mr. President and Mr. Attorney General.
You know, I'm a believer that evolution is real. It's just a slow process, and people like those guys will evolve past them, no matter how much they try to stop him. The truth's going to come out, Jack, and we're going to see.
Oh, it's come out already.
Exactly, and that's my point. It's a slow process of evolution. And once we reach that critical mass around the world, the whole world, including us, will be growing in.
But the most important thing is to read this, my book or other books on hemp, and see how much they are 100% for that. Hemp will save the world, and nothing else will. And you have to try it. Everything you can think of, and only one thing is healthier for you than hemp, and that is more hemp.
Well, let's take a break for a second.
Okay.
We're going to smoke some hemp.
Okay.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City.
WVQC.
Yeah, right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Alrighty, we are back on Hemp Rock Radio with Jack Hare. And I wanted to ask you, Jack, you got started in the business of hemp and marijuana with a head shop. I want to tell us about your head shop.
And a pipe company.
And that was my next question.
In 1973, I have a pipe company making pipes out of wood. Very, mostly... I made pipes out of Brazilian rosewood, and I was the largest pipe company on the West Coast for about maybe 3 years, for 1973, 4, 5, maybe 6. And then I gave it up. But we make pipes out of rosewood, and it was wonderful pipes. This is before the era of glass pipes. I get about 10% of my head shop's pipes out of glass. Now it's about 50% of the head shop's, but it was about 10% in those times. And I sold about 300, 400, 500 pipes a week. And then I get on to other things, and I was mostly into marijuana legalization. And I still have head shops until, well, right now my kids had a head shop. Me and Captain Ed started it for him in 1977. It's called the Third Eye, and they have it. And you know, both Captain Ed's two kids and four of my six kids are involved with this head shop. And we own the building in Portland, Hawthorne Street, they are still, every year it gets bigger and bigger. And of course, 90% of it is clothing and candles and games and posters and jewelry and the head shop is upstairs. Anyway, they are still living around with us. What is the question I'm answering?
With the pipes and where can you get the pipes today?
Well, I can make about 100 to 150 a week, and in Southern California, there's about maybe 15 stores, and in Northern California, in San Francisco and Berkeley, they are all these caregivers about marijuana medicines. Most of them are selling my pipe almost exclusively because it's the best pipe to smoke. About 7 years ago, before my stroke, I have an idea to build a pipe. It's three times cooler than a bong.
That's true.
And each hit is the first hit, and you never have to do it because you never need training. Maybe once every 6 or 7 or 8 times you can scream the spring in there. We have a stainless steel 40% of a 40% of a grid, and we have a 3/4 inch, and it was an eighth light to half width, and it will go on forever because it doesn't get dirty. All when you smoke it, all of it was 100% burned. There's no grease in your chambers, and we took out the chambers. Double barrel means we take two separate pipes and we make them together, and we put out the stem. And before the stem, the bowl, and under the bowl we have a socket, and about 500 times it goes around before it comes out the stem, and it's a screwless, and it's 1% of a gram at a time, and we get 30-40% of a gram in there, and then 1% of a gram at a time, and you don't have to light it again and again and again, unless you blow the pot. And we make it out of coca bola. It comes from Costa Rica and southern part of Mexico, and this is the fifth hardest wood in the world.
Wow. And
we make our pipes out of it, and they're good forever and ever and ever. They never get dirty. About once or twice a year you can pipe cleaner through it, but it will only sink up the resins, not the not the oils.
Okay.
And I will tell you, in San Francisco, most of the pop, in fact, all of the pipe shops use it as their plain pipe. They pronounce in the pipe shops is Jack Harris double barrel pipes.
If stores or people wanted to get it that don't have access to shops in their area, or shops in other places would like to carry them, what do they contact?
Well, you can contact the Third Eye. That is my shop in Portland. It's 503-232-3393, and they will speak to my son Mark and tell him how they turn it up and give him the order, or you can call me at 507-275-8075. One or the other, call me.
Wonderful. Now that kind of briefly goes over some of your career in the hemp movement and stuff, and with cannabis. What do you see for the future for yourself now? What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on a book that I think will change the history of the world.
Hello. This is Jack Hearn. Canada Hemp is the number one paper, fiber, food, fuel, and medicine. In fact, it's the best medicine in the whole world for curing cancer. 100% of cancer in most cases. Listen to the individual.
Yeah, it's a war on drugs, but we ain't a drug, it's a herb. Grown from the earth, I was blowing that purr. When I wrote this verse, I was gone in the head. Think about a plant that God made if I get caught weak. Wrong place at the wrong time, had me locked up for a long time. Had your ass in the case for a little dime. On the real, I won't lie. I'ma stay high, I'ma stay fly. Middle finger wave to the law like high. I don't give a fuck about the laws right now. I'ma go hard, get my all right now. Blaze that up, state my case. Blow a big cloud in the police face. Sick of the slicks trying to jack my swag. Searching my whip, trying to find some bags. Tip low key, oh so sweet with the flip technique. Running through the land like a hungry beast. Look what these haters done did to me. I'm TCO, finna go OC. We can hide that woe, you can keep your peace. I'ma be right here rolling swishes sweet. Legalize my trees, don't fuck with me.
Brother, give me that weed so I can proceed to putting that smoke in my lungs as I need. Me stopping my smoking and choking, you gotta be joking if you think you talking to me. Boy, I'm a chief of see, that's what I be. What I roll up never come with no C's. Helping my cataract so I can see. And you know River gon' make sure I eat. Not for the law, I say fuck the police. We can keep on, say fuck with the peace. What you ain't know, you can't fuck with a beast. Illegal or not, I'ma do me. No shame in my game, I love Mary Jane. She always there, relaxing my pain. For me to stop blowing is really insane. Cause that's the only thing keeping me sane. And still every bang that reefer was gone from the dirt. The one who died for us, he put it on earth. So what if you saying God wants us to hurt? Then there'll be a man and pull out his skirt. You give with us fans, ain't even on work. I'm paying my dues and pull off with a smirk. I'm throwing my fingers to all of you jerks. The answer to cancer is weed and it works.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
All right. Wow. That book is going to change the world, he said. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and I am so very, very happy that I have been able to finally air this very, very special interview with Jack Hearn that I recorded a number of years ago while I was hanging out with Jack in, as I pointed out in the beginning, Lake County, California, where he was living at that time. And wow, not only did I have a lot of fun hanging out with him and interviewing him, I think it was extremely important information. So I appreciate everybody out there that's been tuning in on WVQC.org to tune into it, and those who got to hear it on the 95.7 FM stream, or I should say radio. Go ahead.
95.7 FM only got to hear half of it.
That's
today.
Right.
We not even half.
That's right.
You have to go to Weed Radio Network and listen to the archives if you want to hear the whole thing.
That's right. Now, that will be up tomorrow after I air tomorrow's segment. Now, as I stated in the beginning, this is actually over a two-hour interview that I did with Jack, and this was the first segment of it, a 40-minute segment of it, talking specifically about who he is, where he came from, and why he was doing what he was doing with hemp. Tomorrow, of course, will be the rest of that interview, and it is specific to the book that he was working on before he passed away 1 year ago this past Friday on, yes, tax day. And for those of you who don't know, his next book was The Most High, and it was about mushrooms, the Bible, God, Jesus, Jews, mushrooms, and lots of things like that. Now, of course, you can go to Jack Hearn. That's right. H-E-R-E-R. Did I say that right? Hearn.
Yeah.
Like terror, as he would like to say. If you go to jackhearn.com, his widow Jeannie has at least part of, if not most of, the work that he put into that book before he passed. So go to jackhearn.com and check that out. But stay tuned for tomorrow, because it's an in-depth talk about what he believes and why he believes what he believes about mushrooms and God and the Bible and what it's all about and what it's for. And so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I do want to mention, of course, today is an anniversary since 1775 when Paul Revere rode yelling, the British are coming, the British are coming, kind of like the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. But, of course, unfortunately, now the British rule, as far as I'm concerned, the old British rule of crap has taken over this country. And I think Jack would be turning over in his grave, unfortunately, if he knew what was coming down since he passed last year. And too many things. But again, we are also celebrating 420. Today is the 18th, and on Wednesday is 420. I want to remind everybody we are also the Willie Nelson Teapot Party here in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, and everybody around the country, as far as I know, that is not going to go to D.C., of course, for the 420 rally. We'll be holding 420 meetings everywhere, and we are doing the same thing. So if you want to get in contact with us, go to hemprock.com. and email, or go to the hemp line at 513-684-HEMP and let us know you want to join us for that meeting. We'll be organizing for our Worldwide Marijuana March coming up on May 7th, and lots of other cool things going on. Also, don't forget, I do want to remind everybody that Stickman and Mima and a whole bunch of other folks are going to be in Washington, D.C. Wednesday starting at 9 o'clock. I don't have my information in front of me, but I bet if you go to Mima in Facebook, you're going to find out where it is. You can also go to Overgrow the Government. Of course, that's govt.com to get the information on where they will be marching from and to. That is the big 420.
Lafayette Park's where it starts.
Thank you, Burnman. Lafayette Park.
Right in front of the White House.
That's right. Starting there and then ending up in Memorial Park, I believe. So that should be a lot of fun and a lot of politics going on. And I believe folks like Henry Hemp and other people are going to be there speaking. And we will be there in solidarity with the folks from Overgrow the Government and celebrating 420. Wow. I don't know what else to say other than, Jack, we love you, and I'm very proud to have this interview to share with everybody, and I want everybody to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same place, here on WVQC.org, 95.7 FM. Hopefully that signal will be okay here in the local area, and we got a lot of other things coming up over the next few weeks, local bands that are performing for us on May 7th, and again, not only will we have Jack Hare in spirit and in voice tomorrow, we will also have Jack's friend, Todd McCormick, somebody who has not only done 5 years in federal prison for medical marijuana, but has lots of other things going on, including being the new editor for Jack for The Emperor Wears No Clothes. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. And Burnman, you'll be here?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm just going to try out some of the Jack Herrera strain before I come in, too.
Now, you got to make sure you say it correctly, because everybody thinks it's Herrera, and it's hair.
I miss his teeth. Hair.
Blame it on your teeth. Well, again, we love Jack. Everybody does. I don't know how much to say that more than we love you. Rest in peace, and stay tuned for tomorrow's second part of Jack Hare interview on Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man, and I get to roll the pot up today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more.
This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions. This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
I'm gonna get high.